Walk out with me toward the unknown region.
On the Chapter One record label, Les Reed Orchestra and Man of Action. A tune of some significance, Les.
Certainly was. For both of us, I mean, back in the day, that was the opening sequence tune for Radio North Sea International, or Radio North Sea International in the Meadowhall.
Yeah, and broadcasting from the Meebo too, and an imaginative name, the Meebo, it stood for the Marine Etc. Broadcasting Offences, and their big, bright, colourful zigzag, green, red, yellow? Saturday, 29th of August, 1970. The same day of the week, a very significant day because it's when some people decided to hijack or attempt to hijack the Meebo. They tried cutting the anchor chain, they used water cannons, and I thought it'd be good to listen to
historical broadcast. That was,
yes, and for me a very eventful day because it's the day when I met my girlfriend, it would become my wife. So let us wallow in nostalgia here.
Radio North Sea International.
Radio North Sea International broadcasts from the radio ship Meebo 2, anchored in international waters at latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north. That's latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north. Longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes, 30 seconds east. Longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes and 30 seconds east on the following frequencies. 220 meters in the medium wave band, that's 1367 kilocycles. VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles. And in the shortwave 49-meter band, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on 31 meters, 9.94 megacycles. Our postal address, Post Office Box 113, 8047, Zurich, in Switzerland.
Once more, a tug just came alongside about 20 minutes or 25 minutes to two, with a small launch behind. On the launch was Mr. Case Manders, who was at one time going to be a director of this radio station, and then it was decided that he would not be a director, and now he feels that through possibly breach of contract, I don't know, he wants to take the ship away. And Radio North Sea, the Meebo 2, is not going to be taken away. It's going to stay here. And our captain's refusing to let anybody on board except for Mr. Manders himself. And we await instructions from our head office. So till then, we'll carry on with the music and bring you up-to-the-minute reports of just exactly what is happening. But believe me, we'll stay with you for as long as possible. On to the music now, and the Four Tops with Reach Out, I'll Be There. Banging you can hear in the background is that we're taking all security precautions and locking up the hatches to save anybody from coming down into the studio itself. So once more, we must tell you that there's a raid taking place at the moment, an unauthorized raid, and we're doing our best to stop everybody coming on board. So all we ask is for all our friends on the shore, that's at our head office, and also in our other offices all over the place, to send out help to us as soon as possible. It's 4.5 minutes after 2 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon, the 29th of August, 1970. And those were the Carpenters, and they long to be close to you. And here's a record by a rival. This is called Friends. The there's a arrival there, and that's called Friends. And I'm sorry we have to present this program in such a possible, well, it's probably a dismal manner to you, but to us it's even more dismal because we don't know exactly what is happening out here. A tugboat came alongside about 25 minutes to two, along with another small boat, and they're trying to come alongside to tow the ship away, but the captain has only allowed one member of the boat on board, and this is all he intends to do until we receive instructions from our head office. So if anybody is listening at our head office, perhaps they would send out some help or try and make contact with us somehow.
The latest news so far is that Mr. Manders has left the ship and the launch has moved away towards the tug. We don't know anything else yet.
Okay, so that's happy thought, or it's a happy thing to end on for the time being. Once more, we still don't feel safe, of course, that the tug is there. There looks to be about 20 or 30 men on board it, and if this was the case, if they decided to come on board, there's very little we could do to stop them, as our entire crew is about 12 men strong. So we will wait until we receive help from our head office or until we receive instructions from our head office. So till then, we go back to the music, and here's a record by Traffic at 2:15 called Empty Pages.
Radio North Sea International, the sound of Europe, the voice of the world, and here is Spangles Maldoon with an important announcement. If they are listening on the tug, beware, because we've got petrol bombs ready and they'll come straight for you if you continue to cut the anchor. Right now, back to music. The time on R&I is 24 minutes to 3. For those of you who have just tuned in and for those of you who want to know the latest on what's happening, there is a tug out here and a small launch. The tug is trying to cut our anchor chain and take us away to somewhere. We don't know quite where it is yet, but they want to take us away, and the captain on this boat has said that we have no intention of moving. Anyway, they are cutting the anchor chain. The two boats out here, the tug is the Husky from Willemstad, and it is owned by a Mr. Ehrman, E-R-R-E-M-A-N, and the launch is the Viking, registered in Panama, which also belongs to Mr. Ehrman, and Mr. Ehrman is on board. So that's the tug Husky from Willemstad with Mr. Ehrman, which is owned by Mr. Ehrman, and the launch is the Viking, registered in Panama. This is Radio North Sea International. Stand by for another announcement. And here is Carl Mitchell with another important announcement.
Yes, it looks appears that the tug, the Husky from Willemstad, owned by Mr. Ehrman, is currently approaching the Mevo 2, and they appear that they're going to try to attempt to cut the anchor. So we appeal to anyone and everyone in the Scheveningen area with boats or tugs to join us in coming out to the boat. We're a bit out of breath, been running all over the place, because there are a lot of people on the tug ready to board the Mevo 2. So anyone and everyone in the Scheveningen area, along with the tug, the trip, and so on, if they could come out to the Mevo 2 as soon as possible.
We'd very much appreciate the Euro trip, the trip, and anybody else, including, of course, none other than... What's that little boat which comes out here? The Beaver?
The rudder.
The rudder. The rudder.
Because there's likely to be seawater around the aerials.
We must apologise to our listeners on 31 metres, because we're now going off the air. I do apologise. 31 metre listeners, we're now going off the air.
49.
And, sorry, the 49...
Just 49.
Just 49. Which we're not quite sure which one's going off. The 31 meter is now off the air. The 31 meter transmitter is now off the air. 31 meter is now off the air. This is Radio North Sea International. The 49 meter is now off the air as well. This is Radio North Sea International, currently transmitting on 220 meters. That's 1367 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and also in VHF channel 44, 100 megacycles.
Sorry, what was that again?
Yes, we'd like to continue to make these announcements so that all concerned know exactly what's happening out here on the Mebo 2. In case you've just joined us, and in case you continue on with some pop music so they know that this is Radio North Sea International. Radio North Sea International, by the way, right now is under attack from a tug called the Husky from Willemstad. I repeat this for all legal authorities so that they know exactly who is involved in this particular situation. The tug Husky from Willemstad, owned by a Mynheer Herman, along with his launch, the Viking, which is registered in Panama, also owned by Mr. Herman. Radio North Sea International, located on the boat Mebo 2, has been involved in a legal case with Mr. Case Mundes, as many of our readers in Holland know. And now Mr. Mundes, because he has lost his appeal, has now resorted to the position of cutting the anchor chain on the Mebo 2 and in an attempt to tow us interland. Once again, this is Carl Mitchell breaking into the transmissions from Radio North Sea International with important messages this afternoon. We would appreciate a word of contact, at least some word from Scheveninger, from Mr. Tremaine, or from Mr. Meister, if they are in Scheveninger. We have heard nothing from you as such. And we believe the only possible way we can receive a message from you now at this particular point is by launch. So we'd appreciate a message as soon as possible in order to deal with the situation. For the listeners of Radio North Sea International, we apologize for this interruption of music, which I know you listen to the radio for. However, this is a matter of what might be called, drastically so, life or death for the radio station Radio North Sea International. Well, it's one total freak out here this afternoon. That goes without saying. We're going to continue this afternoon with music as long as possible. We also would like to say once again to the tug Husky, please do not use water on the antenna as it will cause or will result in the death of everyone on board. And as we understand that there's a woman and child on board, we hope that you will take that into consideration.
I'd like to add that we're also returning to shortwave again in the 31-meter band and the 49-meter band in about 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. This is Carl Mitchell once again interrupting programming from Radio North Sea International. A quick message to those on the tug Husky. You are in danger if you should use your water cannon, which we see now that you are preparing on the deck of your tugboat. You are in danger of three reasons, because there are three transmitter lines upstairs, antennas, which if water should touch it would mean quite possibly death to anyone involved on the other end. Water reaching up towards the antenna will arc back towards you and will not, unfortunately, put us out of commission as far as you're concerned. We say this if only to waylay any human death or fatality or injury. We'll remind you once again, please do not use water aimed in the direction of the antennas on R&I, due to the fact that it will cause you personal harm, if not death. Well,
opposite airplane with the voice of Great Slick. That's Hit Bound from R and I. Well, actually, it's a hit in Holland right now. That's Somebody to Love. And I'll tell you one thing. All of us out here on the Mebo 2 this afternoon have many people to love, especially thanks for much of your cooperation. As a matter of fact, we'd like to extend our thanks right now to those on the Veronica tender, on the small boat which came over from Veronica to aid us in our help. That's Radio Veronica. Thanks a lot, lads. And we'll be seeing you very shortly. I see your boat is pulling up alongside the Mebo 2. And we'll have a bit of a chat. In spite of everything bad that could have occurred today, it's fantastic to see the cooperation and the help. We thank you ever so much from every single person who helped in this particular situation this afternoon, especially to something like several hundred people who have come out towards the Mebo 2 in small boats, in large boats, to help us in this particular thing with Mr. Mundes and Mr. Ehrman. Thank you ever so much once again. We'll be returning to normal programs rather shortly. However, if more developments should come up, we shall keep you informed. As a matter of fact, a rather good day to keep good music going, so why don't we continue on with Donovan. His new single release comes from his LP Open Road. They call it Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Better get into it now, no second, please. United Nations, really united.
Finally, news of the Isle of Wight Festival, where fans are at present watching concerts, suffered the coldest night of the week last night. It's thought that it's due to the weather that some of the shops that were selling camping equipment was broken into during the night. Also stolen were items of jewellery and some cash. According to some fans, the supply of food is diminishing and the cigarettes are practically run out. And among the artists appearing in today's concert are The Doors, The Who, Joni Mitchell, John Sebastian, Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Mungo Jerry.
I hope that gave us, me, Les, and whoever else might have been there at the time, a taste of what happened that afternoon. Played out to, I think it's fair to say R&I must have had millions of listeners across Europe. I was in my mate's tent in some allotments behind his house, and I was on my own. We've all got to listen to this. So I raced into his house and they were all sitting there. I think they were watching some football match or grandstand or something. I said, come and listen to this, but nobody came out. So I was all on my own. But wow, it was such a... I don't think exciting was the word to use. It was concern at our free radio station was under threat, completely under threat there. Anyway, what this hour is also about is it was a momentous day for me personally, and
as it turned out, yeah,
I'd already had lots of mates such as John and Johnny and Jez, who was also known as Jerry or Jeremy, and then I'd met a girl called Jane, and then Jez said, "Let's go and see Les," and I went round Les's and. In the garden, there was Jan and Jill, yep. Your sisters, and their friend Jude was there.
Oh, yes.
And another girl, Christine Stannard, she pointed me towards a friend who was called Jane. Do you get some kind of sequence going on? Every person I knew that year seemed to begin with the letter J.
Jane.
So it was time to move on. And that happened that day to me. Anyway, later on that afternoon, me and my mate Jez, we went out on our bikes because we were only 15 years old, and we went to meet up with some lads who were doing a paper round, and they had this girl with them who I more or less ignored the first time, and then we met up again about 60 minutes later, and I noticed the girl was looking at me, and I thought, "Wow, she's far too young." Would you say it was about right that I probably thought that?
I should think so. Yes.
Yeah, because you were 12 years old, and so anyway, the next morning, me and my mate Jerry, we were in his tent in the allotments behind his house, and I think it must have been you and your sister. Turned up at the tent.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, and I think you got in the tent. I thought, wow, this girl.
Yes.
I'm not used to this at all. And I think you asked me what the time was.
Yes,
you,
I did ask. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have. And then your head was sort of on my arm all of a sudden. I thought, gosh.
What a picture.
But I still thought, she's far too young. And yet, there was it was very flattering to know that any girl would be after me. Anyway, that you must have gone home for your dinner then. And we met up that afternoon. And we had our first kiss.
Mm, yeah, we did, didn't we?
You soon bloomed and blossomed, and I clearly, quickly, must have fallen in love with you, because it was my last year at school, Deacon's Grammar School, and I remember rushing home, having a quick tea, and rushing out of my RSW 16 to be in Warrington Church Street in time to meet you off your school bus.
Mm, yeah, I did.
And when I walked you home, went to see my mate, and then we must have met up in the evening again.
Mm, yeah.
And that went on. Well, that went on. And here we are. Here we are now, 50 years later. And this is the day, the 29th of August, 1970, when we first met. I suppose the first music that we shared a liking for was the Nazz, written by Todd Rundgren, both sides of a single on SGC Records, Hello, It's Me, and Crowded, and they had great significance for us. If you listen to the words now, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Lovely song.
Hello, it's me. Doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do, you're always there. I take for granted that you just don't care. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way
That was good.
Yeah, so as you could, if you heard, listen to the lyrics, Les, that had special significance when you're young and in love.
Well, yes, of course. We were young, I was too busy looking at bands and going to festivals, and you'd moved on from that scene, hadn't you? Or maybe you hadn't even started on the scene.
Oh, I'd moved on from the letter J to the letter K, okay. Kathy. And this was the other side of the singer, which also had great significance for us. Todd Rundgren's composition, The Naz, and Crowded, not sung by Todd, according to the album sleeve, sung by Stukey. And Todd played the vibes on Hello, It's Me. Then, a few weeks later, this was still the autumn of 1970, you said, I've heard someone who you know, and I like it. I thought, well, who will you know that I like? Because I was into King Crimson and all sorts of prog and heavy stuff, and it turned out it was Mark Bolan, T-Rex. I thought, gosh, I don't even know this one. All I knew was Tyrannosaurus Rex. Anyway, it was Ride a White Swan.
Yep, that's right.
Ride it all out like a bird in the sky. Was ride it all out like you were a bird. Fly it all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Ride it all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like the druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan that the people of a Beltane. Wear your hair long, babe, you can't go wrong. Catch a bright star and a place it on your forehead. Say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and sit it on your shoulder. And in the morning you'll know all you know. Swan like the people of a Beltane. Will you hear long, babe, you can't go wrong.
head toward the unknown region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
That was Rider White Swan, T-Rex, and for Christmas, that must have been your parents brought it for you, the best of T-Rex on Fly Record. Well, of course, it wasn't T-Rex, it was Tyrannosaurus Rex. But in amongst those tracks was one off their final album under the name of Tyrannosaurus Rex, A Beard of Stars, and the track was called Elemental Chard. And I remember you being my own personal disco dolly go-go girl in your parents' lounge.
Yeah, I love dancing.
Yeah, and you and your hair. You had lovely, long, wavy, dark hair. And you were shaking your head.
Oh,
and
I don't remember that.
And your hair was all over the place. Yeah, yeah. Elemental Child, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Touch girl of the marshes, a kiss is a whip of the moon. Dance, dances are dancing to the hum of a sunny young tune. Oh, oh, elemental child. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, elemental child. Jumps hand in a heart's head, the shield of the rivers is high. She once taught me to think white, and the night disappeared like a bird. Oh, oh, elemental child. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, elemental child. Hold the glove of gold behind you, love, the glove of truth. Torch girl of the marshes, a kiss is a whip of the moon. Dance, dances are dancing to the hum of a sunny young tune.
Oh, oh, elemental child. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, elemental child.
Love of gold behind you, love, the love of truth.
I've got a single here by Alice Cooper, and this was it says on it, "Love from Chris to Kathy." School's out. And on the other side I've written to Kathy from Chris Bent, September 70 to September 72. Very traumatic time that September, because we'd clearly fallen out. And I thought I'd fallen by the wayside. But that evening I went to a party and met another girl. So it all seemed like it was completely finished. If you've only ever heard the LP version of that, you'll know that it slows down at the end. But that's the single, and you don't hear the slow down, you hear the complete fade out. This is the album mix.
Yeah.
But the single was such is the tedium, well, as we head toward the unknown region.
With that single, were you actually out of school then? Was that came out that summer?
That was 1972, by which time? Because I left school in June, July 71.
I left before then.
I think you left in 70. Yeah, yeah. So I'd already been left school for a year when that single came out. but in 1972...
I was virtually 18 when I left.
Yes, yeah, in the summer of 72, I'd reached the grand age of 17, but Kathy was still only 14. Anyway, I think it was on the Tuesday night, I decided to come to your house to recover my mate's guitar tab book or some library books that he needed to have back. I thought, right, I expected a confrontation. But instead of a confrontation, your mum said to you, tell him. Is that about right?
Yes.
What I didn't know was while I was riding round to see you, a distance of some, you must have moved about 10, 12 or more miles away, you'd called the telephone box in the street a few doors away from where I lived. And poor Mr. Binns had answered the phone and he'd come across to my house and said to my dad, your boy's breaking some girl's heart here. So is that right? You did phone up the...
Yeah, I did.
And what did you say to the man? Can you remember? Roughly?
I don't know. I just told him to go around your house. I think I don't know.
And ask me to...
Yeah.
Contact you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. But I was already round your house, boy. And so we got back together again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
And we've been together ever since.
Yeah.
Through... thick and thin, thick and fattened.
Yeah.
I wasn't very good to you when you said, listen to this song, and it was Sweet with, what was it called?
Funny, Funny.
The words from you to me, and now from me to you, were so very good.
Tell me, is it really true? So funny, funny what you do, honey, honey, what you do, what you mean to me. And you know, honey, honey, though it's so funny, funny that you mean all the world to me. Ah, ah, ah. Ever since you came my way, so funny, funny what you do, honey, honey, what you do, what you mean to me. And you know, honey, honey, though it's so funny, funny that you mean all the world to me. Can't imagine loving anyone but you.
Honey, honey, so funny, funny.
Every minute, loving everything you do.
Honey, honey, so funny, funny.
Couldn't see my way without you. Now I gotta tell the world about you. Tell me, is it really true? This feeling that I feel for you. Your own kind of loving that makes me think nothing could ever take the place of you. And it's so funny, funny what you do, honey, honey, what you do, what you mean to me. And you know, honey, honey, though it's so funny, funny that you mean all the world to me.
I think the first gig, the first concert you were allowed out to, bearing in mind that you were only 12 years old in 1970, I think the first one I was able to take you to was Cockney Rebel. And they, it was at the Cambridge Corn Exchange. I think the single at the time was Judy Teen. But you really liked Sebastian.
Mm, yeah, I did.
From their first album, The Human Menagerie.
Yeah.
Lady, I'd simply... the candle is burning slow for me. Generate me, little.
strange place. We'll talk over old times we never spoke. Somebody called me Sebastian. Somebody called me Sebastian. Look out around you, toss me the dime. Your Persian eyes sparkle, your lips ruby blue, never speak a sound. And you are so gay with Parisian demands, you can run around. Your view of society screws up my mind like you'll never know. Lead me away, come inside, see my mind in kaleidoscope.
Let's swoop and dart, loving our day.
And thanks to Kathy keeping a diary. In 1974, she's written here, Saturday the 13th of April, which was Easter, went to Cambridge Corn Exchange to see Jailbait and Cockney Rebel.
Wow. To play for both of us is I Want Her, She Wants Me. It's nice, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Well, thank you very much for...
I didn't say much, did I?
No, but at least you're not a figment of my imagination. And the listeners do know that you do exist.
Oh, yeah. I'm really here.
And you're really there, yeah. So thank you very much. Maybe you'll drop by...
Say a few more words.
Say a few more words. The zombies.
There you go. I close my eyes and soon I'm feeling sleepy. I sleep so easy. Nothing on my mind. Life seems kind of. I want her, she wants me. I walk downtown and as I look around me, all around me, the people smile at me. It's plain to see that I want her, she wants me.
she had given her heart once before.
She knows she doesn't have to worry. I would not make her sorry. There's nothing on my mind. Wants me.
She told me to be careful if I love her. Ooh, 'cause she had given her heart once before.
She knows she doesn't have to worry. I would not make her sorry. Nothing on my mind, and life seems kinda, I want.